Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I felt good, to get out there and just play ball again, you know. Just been doing a whole bunch of training for the past, two-ish months or whatever it is. So to get out here with the team and get out there and just work with those guys, it was amazing. It was a good day.
Since you were drafted, I think I've heard maybe your name more than anybody about how, boy, those got a good value. They got to steal something. Why do you think maybe you were overlooked a little bit in the draft process, if that is the case or something?
I wouldn't say, overlooked. I didn't really view it as, I'm going to go day one, I'm going to go day two or day three. My thing was just give me an opportunity. So, when people get to talking about a steal or overlooked and stuff like that, for me, it's like I got my shot and it's up to me what I'm going to do with it. So just come here, keep my head down and work hard every single day. Yeah. My agent told me once in the beginning, and I was like, I'm good. Then I think he told me one more time, and I was like, just block it out. Because for me, like I said, it don't matter. At the end of the day, if you get an opportunity, that's all you need, like I said. So.
You mentioned getting an opportunity, getting a shot. How much does it help you getting a shot, Josh Allen, quarterback?
Oh, it's amazing. Played for Wyoming, so that's pretty cool. I think I was a freshman. He was a – when was his last year called? 2018? Was it 2018? He was a senior, and I didn't play much, so he's a baller. He's always been a baller. I remember back then he was a baller. Game plan was all about him, and coming in now, all I've been hearing about him and seeing what he's doing in the league is just great things. He's a elite dude, amazing player, obviously. His leadership is what stands out the most to me, and I'm just excited to learn from him.
How much time have you spent with Christian and Kyrie, and then what was the dynamic out there like? Obviously, you guys are all probably competitive dudes. Once you got to start lining up against each other?
That was fun. Kyrie trained down at XPE in Fort Lauderdale for the whole pre-draft process. We were both there. I didn't really talk to him much then. Then now we teammates, and to see the way he works, one of the hardest working dudes I've ever seen. He up in the training room 24/7 getting his body right. So to get out here and see him work on the field, dude's elite. All those guys, it was fun to get out here and just see them all work.
How challenging is it?
It's just going out there and just working hard. I think when you're working hard and you're working hard, it's not really doing too much. When I think of doing too much, it's being extra, going out there, putting guys at jeopardy, things like that. But if you go out there, keep your head down and just work hard, you can't be wrong when you do that. So my mentality today was first the mental preparation going into that, making sure that I knew the playbook, everything. Then when I went out there, it's like, cheer my teammates on, get them ready to go, make sure that everybody good, and go out there and just ball out and have fun.
A lot's made in moving to the NFL about technique and coaching technique. You see it out there in the field. Did you sense it today, right away? They're looking for little things to help improve each of you guys and adjusting to the NFL game?
Oh, definitely. From the way you get off in your stance to the way you break down, all that type of stuff. And for me, it was just play fast before, coming here and learning from Coach Chad Hall and the way he's teaching me, his terminology and everything's a lot different, but it's stuff that I'm happy he's pointing out, because it's only going to make me a better player. So I definitely noticed it right away, and I'm blessed to be able to learn that way. So.
And is it an edge at all to just be out here with the rookies in a small group at least a few days before the vets get out on the field?
Yeah, just to get going. Like I said, I think everybody's hyped up, excited to be here. To get out here, with the rookies and, get into it again before, the big dogs come in and show us how it's done. But at the end of the day, when they do get here and we start working with them, for me, it's just learning. I got some amazing guys I get to learn from, and I'm just excited for that opportunity.
Have you been able to talk to any of the guys that you're going to learn from? The big dogs that
I talk a little bit to Gabe Davis, just a little bit. And, you know, he's a cool dude. Just told me if I need anything and need any help or anything like that, just to let him know. But other than that, no, I'm just I'm excited to see all of them and meet everybody face-to-face. Like I said, I've been watching those dudes for a while. You know, guys like Stephon Diggs, like, to me, that's just mind-blowing, you know. By the way, I'm not the type to sit here and try and be cool and act like I'm this Stephon Diggs, you know. So I'm excited to learn from him, though. Yeah.
I spoke to one of the writers who covered your Boise State. I apologize, I can't remember his name, but he said that one thing that stood out was how much of a leader you were, even in losses. You'd be the first one to stand up, take accountability for the team, things like that. Where does that come from, you know, that DNA in you?
I think it comes from, you know, being a military baby. My dad was a Marine for 24 years, so the way he ran his household growing up was a very disciplined, making sure that I always looked out for my, you know, my blood brothers, my older brother, little brother, taking care of my older sister, even though she was older. Things like that, just the stuff I learned when I was younger and the stuff that he instilled in me as far as the discipline aspect to life just carried over to football.
What is digesting the playbook been like?
It's fun. And it's challenging, but I think it's a fun challenge because, like I said, I've been just training for the past 2-3 months for run 40 and do all that type of stuff. And you actually get to learn football again, you know? So it's exciting. It's hard, but it's exciting at the same time to be able to, you know, learn everything. And when you go out there and you run it right, it's like a big accomplishment. But it's like, all right, let me lock back in because now I got to do the next play right again. So, you know, once you keep doing stuff right, you got to make sure you don't get, you know, too high on that because you got to stay level-headed and move on to the next play and continue to do things right. Yeah, I mean, he was somebody who was on me heavy about my leadership, about the way I work, about the way I make sure I lead by example. So every single day I heard from him on how to handle myself, you know, because once I start handling myself the right way, then I can start to bring guys along with me and show them how to do things. And, you know, that all comes from him, you know, just the moment he got there, making sure that I was on it. If I slacked off the tiniest bit, no matter what, he was on me. So he was just on me every single day, making sure that I was just doing the right thing and leading guys.
You mentioned Chad Hall. What are your early impressions of him? And obviously somebody that played in the league, mm-hmm. who's also coached some really great players in Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, he's a dude. So, you know, to be able to learn from him is amazing. Like I said, the way he describes stuff and, you know, explains routes to make sure that we get open within it all is like kind of stuff I've never really heard before. So to learn that from him and, you know, to go out there and execute it. And then, you know, if we do mess up a little bit, he's right on it, you know, but he's not yelling at us. He's telling us, like, hey, like, you know, be patient with this route or, you know, stop swinging your arms or, you know, things like that. Just the technique that he's teaching us right now is just preparing us to be better elite athletes in the future. So it's amazing. Oh, I don't got money for tickets like that. No, I told family, like, I love them, and I'm going to take care of my people, my main people. But, you know, a lot of people reach out. I don't got the money to be buying tickets for 20 people now. So I told them I'll see y'all there, but y'all got to, you know.
You're in the middle of, like, wedding planning.
Yes, I am. I mean, I guess not really me. It's really my fiance doing everything. The only thing I had to decide was my groomsmen and my list, and she's doing the rest. So when she asks me questions, it's whatever she wants. I, you know.
When yeah. Where is that? What city?
Where I'm from?
Rob,
wait,
you get married, right?
Oh, I don't, you know, details. We're getting married in California. I just don't know. Gotcha. I don't know anything else. I just go with the flow.
Wherever she tells you to go.
Yeah, I'll be there. Just tell me where to show up. I'll be there. You know, just to stack days and get better every single day. You know, today was decent, I would say. So tomorrow coming out here and just doing even better. And when I'm out there, you know, doing better than the play I did before. So, you know, have a good play. Oh, yeah, that was a nice catch. But let me go top that this next play, you know. So just, you know, stacking days, stacking the plays, and doing everything I can to just make a good impression.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.